fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Whenever men gathered around the campfire in the early years of the western United States, stories were told of the masked rider of the plains. And these stories have been handed down through the generations. At a time when only brave men could survive, no one could match his courage. At a time when a man's life often depended on the quickness of his draw and the straightness of his shooting, no one could equal the Lone Ranger for speed or accuracy. Return with us now to those thrilling frontier days. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of Whip Tiber! Hail, Silver! Away!
Kurt Savage was not only the sheriff of Wolfhead County, but was also one of its wealthiest ranchers. His wife had died years before, leaving him with two children, Sally, now aged 20, and Philip, a young man of 23. Both children were well educated, having been sent to schools in the East. But while Sally, upon her return to the West, was liked by everyone, Philip found himself heartily detested. As our story opens, we see him leaning against a corral at the rear of his father's ranch house. Kurt is facing him, and...
Philip.
Yes?
I'd like to talk with you.
Anything in particular?
Yes.
Yes?
You.
I see.
You're a loafer.
Am I?
I spend money on you hoping to get a man for a son, and all I get's a dude. You won't work on the ranch. You won't work for anybody else. You've just been sitting around spending my cash.
What money of yours have I been spending?
Well, you would have spent it if I'd have given it to you.
I have money of my own. The money Mother left me. I've never asked you for a penny since you paid for my education.
Well, that ain't what's important.
Well, then what is?
The way folks are talking. The way they're saying you're just a stuck-up good-for-nothing. It ain't got the backbone of a jellyfish nor the gumption of a jackrabbit. They're saying...
One moment.
Well?
I'm not sure I understand you. You trying to tell me you disapprove of what you call my lack of gumption? Or is it that you resent your friends in the county mentioning it?
The first, of course.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Go on.
Well, that's it.
Nice day. Fish ought to be biting. I think I'll saddle up Ginger.
You hold on.
Yes?
You ain't taking one step before we settle this.
Settle what?
Blast you and that slick tongue of yours. It's the only thing they seem to teach you back East. How to talk smart, Alec, to your pa.
Wait, Father. I didn't mean any disrespect. It's just... Well, it's just that I don't see the good of discussing something that we can't agree on. You think I'm lazy. I'll admit it's looked that way, but I'm not. One of these days, I'll find the thing I wish to do and do it. Until then, I don't see the point in changing my behavior just to change the opinion of your friends.
Oh. You don't figure what my friends think counts for anything, huh?
Not when they're mistaken.
Mistaken? You know what they're saying?
It's no great secret.
They're saying you might just as well turn around and head back east. Because a lily-fingered hombre like you ain't man enough to hold his own in these parts.
Oh, I'm a pretty fair horseman.
There were never a man of our family that wasn't. You come by that natural.
So I get no credit for it, huh?
Being able to sit a saddle don't make a man. What can you do that's needed here in the West? You can't handle a rope or a gun?
You sure I can't?
Oh, you fancy yourself, eh? All right. You see that sapling over there? Let's see you hit it.
I'll do better than that. I'll aim for the lowest branch to the right there. Not bad, huh?
Well, I'll be.
Now the one just above it. How's that?
Where'd you learn to shoot like that?
I don't know.
I wish my deputies could do as good. That's it. I could deputize you. You don't like ranching, but maybe
no,
you would.
No, thanks.
Oh, I get it. Shooting at a target's one thing, but facing a man's another. Ain't got the gumption for it, eh?
No.
Then what good are you?
I don't doubt what I could shoot it out with anyone if there were reason for it. It isn't that. It's simply that I feel rather sorry for those poor devils on the dodge. Every man's hand turned against them. Never a time when
you
they can...
You mean to stand there and tell me you're sympathizing with crooks?
Outlaws are just fellows who've been found out. How many of the so-called respectable ranchers around here, your friends, who didn't get their start by borrowing their neighbor's calves? How many?
Oh, I suppose Whip Tiber's just a poor, deserving fellow that's had hard luck, huh?
I've never met the fellow.
And you'd better steer clear of him. He'd take a dude like you and break him in two.
Perhaps.
You couldn't even handle Mace Franklin.
Mace? Don't tell me he's on the dodge. Why, Mace and I were good friends when we were youngsters.
And now he's Whip's right-hand man.
Sally used to think Mace was just about right.
She still does.
Does she? Good for her. But I didn't know it.
There's a lot of things going on around here that you don't know about. Did you know your sister had been meeting Mace in the sly?
She...
Ain't funny. I'm putting a stop to it. You could help if you had the nerve.
Nerve?
They've been meeting down near old Jessup's mill. Heard about it yesterday. Well, Mace will be there tonight. And so will I with a posse.
A posse? For one man?
He'll kill to keep from being captured.
I see.
Well, you got the nerve to join us, or ain't you?
Oh, I don't think I'll be needed.
That's enough. I'm finished with you. From now on, you can go your own way in your own fashion. Don't think I don't mean it. Either you join me and my men tonight, or you ain't no son of mine.
Not for me. But maybe I will be there.
That evening, a young woman rode down the little used trail that led to Jessup's mill. The girl wore a shawl over her head, and she kept the shadows as much as possible. But finally, when the trail opened on the clearing in front of the mill, she reined in her mount.
Whoa, whoa, boy, whoa.
Sally.
No, Mace, no.
But...
Oh, I'm frightened.
Frightened, honey? Why? What's there to be scared of?
Mace, we can't go on meeting like this. We just can't. Sooner or later, we...
Yeah?
Well, we might as well face it. As long as we keep meeting each other, you're in danger. Some days my father's going to learn of it, and then...
And then what?
You'll be caught. Prison.
It's pretty tough, ain't it, Sally? Liking a fella on the wrong side of the law.
You're not bad.
I'd have a mighty big job on my hands convincing your father.
But you're not. It's that awful Whip Tiber, the things he makes you do.
It won't always be so.
Nate, why don't you forget?
About finding out who killed my brother?
Yes.
No, Sally. I'll play the hand the way she lays. I know as sure as I'm standing here with you that Whip will tell how Fred got killed. He knows who done it and why. And someday he'll tell me. First, I got to get his confidence. He still suspicions I joined up with his gang for some other reason than the easy money.
But... What if it turns out that it was Whip himself who murdered Fred?
Then I'm making him pay.
No, Mace. They say no man's ever been able to get the best of him. He's a killer, Mace. He loves to kill. It's in his blood. You'd be no match for him.
I should let him go if he'd done it.
It's the law's place to punish.
Mm-hmm. And not meaning to belittle your paw. It's plain enough that Worth's a sight too big for the law around here. No, Sally. It'll have to be done my way.
And afterwards?
Well, then I'll come for you, and we'll get hitched and settle down somewheres where I ain't never been heard of.
I'll go, Mace. I'll go anywhere you say.
Sally, you're a straight and... What's that?
Just your horse.
Blaze, don't make no noise. Listen, there's a reason.
But I...
Get back. Back here behind me.
Back,
I tell you.
You see anything?
Quiet. There's somebody.
Don't draw.
I ain't going to be took.
Please.
There he is.
No, you can't.
Let go of my arm.
Please, mate, please.
I'll be... Fool. Put down that gun.
Phil.
Oh, gosh, quiet, both of you. Listen to me.
How did you know
If you don't want Dad to catch Mace, listen.
Dad?
Phil, you mean...
I mean this place is surrounded. I had to swim the river to get here.
And you came here to warn me?
You and I were always good friends, Mace. I'm not particularly anxious to see my friends caught by the law. But this isn't the time for talking. You've got to do as I say.
Yeah?
Get to your horse. Sally and I'll ride double. Mine's on the other bank.
And
make for the river. It's our only chance.
Two horsemen were following a trail parallel to the river. Suddenly, the man astride the great white stallion held up a commanding arm.
Oh, Silver. Oh, fella. Oh, Scout.
Oh. We've overrun the trail, Santa.
There, Klein. You see it?
You can still make it out?
Then
you'd better take the lead. We'll go more slowly. I think Whip has discovered we're following. From now on, he'll try to hide his sign. Let's go.
What's that? They're trouble.
Those shots came from the other side of the river.
You look.
He's trying to cross the river above us there.
Other fella, try stopping.
Come on, Silver.
Hit him up, Scout.
Come on.
Posse had emerged from hiding, and with the sheriff in the lead, raced across the clearing, firing and shouting as they ran.
They're headed for the river! Cut them off! Tom, get him! Watch out for the girl! Just aim for the one in the lead. That's me!
You fools! You're letting them get away! Hold on! Hold on there!
They won't turn back!
Come on, Silver! Come on, old fellow!
Hey, look at there!
What, sir?
Horsemen!
Where'd they come from?
They must have been following the other bank.
Say, can you make them out? Ain't the one of them masked?
He is.
He's helping Mason, your girl, out of the river. Yeah, and who's the third and swam it? I thought just Mace and Sally would be here.
Whoever he is, we got him to thank for Mace getting away. He must have warned him somehow.
If that was Whip, I...
Warned. You get a look at him, Sam?
Was it Whip?
No.
Well, who was it? You know, speak up.
You sure you want me to, Sheriff?
Why wouldn't I?
You maybe won't like it.
I said speak up.
Yeah. What in the dickens you making so much out of it for?
Oh, I just thought the sheriff wouldn't care to know that kid of his he sent east turned out and out bad.
Just what do you mean by that?
It was Phil warned him.
Phil?
No.
I seen him. Got a good look at his face just before he hit the river.
Golly.
By heaven, Sam, if you're lying.
Think I am? Ever see this?
What's that?
Here. Take a look at it. Take a good look.
Phil's watch. The watch, gave my son on his birthday.
No. It was laying on the bank. Must have been thrown from his pocket when he was laying low again in the saddle.
Is it really his, Sheriff?
Yeah.
So your kid turned out outlaw, huh, Sheriff? Threw in with Mace and Whip and them other crooks.
My son. Outlaw.
Of course, I suppose if we ever catch up with that gang, you'll be wanting us to leave Phil out of the shooting.
Shut up! Then it ain't easy to say. Phil, well, Phil's the first of the men folks of my family to go bad. But always recollect this. A crook's a crook, whatever his name. You're a lawman. Forget he's my kin. If you meet, shoot him on sight.
All right, if you say so.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger led the three young people whom he had met escaping from the posse to a secluded spot, and there made camp. He listened to the story of each in turn, and then...
Sally, you'd better be getting back to your home.
Oh, I can't go back. I'm staying with Mace. We'll get married now. We won't wait. We can go away and...
No, Sally. The masked man's right. There ain't but the one thing for you to do.
Father. Father will never forgive me.
Sally, he'll forgive you like a shot. As far as he's concerned, you could burn down the ranch house, and he'd just say someone must have made you do it.
But you, Phil...
I think I'll stay with Mace. It'll be more fun. Don't worry about me.
Get Sally's horse, Teller.
Me got him.
Oh, I feel as though I've got you in trouble. You, Mace, and Phil, and now I'm running away.
Oh, you're talking foolish. What trouble am I in that I won't in before? The law ain't hunting me any harder now than it was then, is it?
And as for me, Sally, I think if this hadn't happened, Dad was getting ready to throw me off the place anyhow.
Tonto will ride back with you. You'll be safe.
Me go along. Here, Scout.
Into the saddle with you.
You get word to me, both of you. You let me know what happened.
Of course. Oh, we will.
You come. Get him up, Scout.
Get up there.
Kid. She has less to worry about than either one of you. You, Mace, you told me the truth. You have two things to do.
Hmm?
First, find out who killed your brother, and then clear your name of the law. Convince the law that you joined Whip only to get evidence.
Yeah.
Your situation, Phil, is just about as bad. I don't believe there's anything seriously wrong with you. You have good stuff in you. You need only to find yourself. To get rid of a certain mistaken notion.
What's that?
That outlaws are underdogs deserving of sympathy. You think they're men like you and Mace who've had bad luck. They aren't. Men like Whip Tiber are as savage as wolves, but more dangerous because they have human cunning. Society hunts down outlaws because first outlaws struck at society. They made the fight, not the law.
You're an outlaw?
No, neither Tonto nor I.
But that mask...
It's as much my business to hunt crooks as it is for Phil's father. But I operate outside the law and keep my identity hidden.
Say, by heavens.
Yes?
I've placed you. The engine you call Tonto. The mask, Silver. Stranger, you're the Lone Ranger.
Right.
The Lone Ranger.
I never thought to meet
never
up
mind
with...
that for now. Tonto and I have been on Whip Tiber's trail. We learned of certain plans he's made that could be halted if Whip were captured first.
Plans? I've been running with Whip's gang, but I ain't heard of none.
Under the circumstances, I doubt that he'd take you into his confidence.
But why not?
You hope to marry the daughter of the man he's scheming to strike.
But that must be...
My father.
It is.
Why, the dirty...
That's a different matter, isn't it, Phil? Outlaws strike as well as run. And sometimes they strike close to home.
If I'd known...
You didn't. Now it's too late to regret that you didn't. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless you're willing to take orders.
Whose?
Mine.
Meaning?
That Tonto and I can change our plans in order to help you. If you'll do exactly as you're told.
Honest? You'll try to help us?
We will help you.
Phil, what do you think?
Just one thing.
What's that?
That we're a whole lot luckier than we deserve.
It was several hours later that Mace, leaving Phil and the masked man, mounted and rode westward. He had been instructed carefully by the Lone Ranger in the role he must play, and when he had reached the hideout of the outlaw band, he went directly to Whip Tiber.
Whip. Oh, it's you, huh? Where you been?
I reckon you know.
Sparking again, eh? Well, you better
Listen,
be careful.
Whip, I gotta talk to you. Let's step over there where we won't be heard.
What for?
Sort of private.
Come on. This do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is it?
Look here, Whip. You always savvied why I joined your bunch.
I know what you told me, that's all.
Mm-hmm. For the cash that's in it. I needed it. You can't get hitched to anybody like Sally, who's always had everything she's wanted without having cash or plenty. But, well, that weren't the only reason I threw in with you.
No?
You'll keep this under your hat, won't you? I mean, you're the only one of the bunch I'd trust to tell it to. If the others heard it, maybe the feller I'm after would get wind of it and light out.
Go on. I'm listening.
You won't tell it?
Nope.
Whip, one of your bunch killed my brother.
Yeah?
And he's going to answer to me for it. But I'll need your help.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Then how do you know?
That's why I say you'll have to help me. You're the only feller that really can.
Just what you got in mind.
Look, Whip. I know what you're scheming for tomorrow night.
How did you
know? Now, wait. I know you didn't figure to tell me about it, and I know why. I figured I wouldn't like it if the bunch was to do anything to hurt Sally's paw. Well, maybe ordinary I wouldn't. Something I heard tonight kind of changes things.
Who told you what we was planning?
Oh, I just heard some of the boys talking when they didn't think I could hear.
One of these days I'll do too much talking.
Well, that don't matter. I know just as well as you do that the sheriff's keeping quite a bit of cash to home. You'll go after it for all of me. It ain't nothing out of my pocket. But when you're getting it, do me a favor.
Yeah?
Sally told me something tonight I never knew. The sheriff's got evidence at his place naming the polecat that killed Fred.
What's that?
That's what she said.
Then why'd he ever used it? This is the first time I heard any such thing.
He's kept it quiet to get even with me. He knows doggone well me and Sally like each other. He knows how much I'd give to see Fred's killer get what's coming to him. So by hiding that evidence away, he's striking at me.
And what do you want me to do?
He keeps the evidence in a big brown envelope in the same place he hides his cash. I don't know what's in the envelope nor what kind of evidence it is. All I know is that it's the proof I've been wanting.
Uh-huh.
You'll see that there envelope when you find the cash. Get it and bring it to me. It's the one thing I want more than anything else. Do that, Whip, and, well, I won't be forgetting.
You're sure of what you told me?
I am. Will you do it, Whip, will you?
Why, I don't see why not. Sure, I'll do it. I'll be glad to.
I'll even go on the raid with you if you want. Maybe Sally won't see me.
Oh, no, you won't have to do that. You stay here. I'll take care of that evidence. Sure, I will.
It was late the following day. But the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Phil rode toward the Savage Ranch.
We'll stop up ahead there by those trees. That should give us a good view of the buildings.
We can see the whole layout from there.
Later on, when it's darker, we can get closer.
You won't take any chances that aren't necessary, will you, friend?
Of course not. Don't worry, Phil. Your father and sister will be safe every moment.
If anything happened to them...
Nothing will. Here, this will do.
Oh,
Silver.
Whoa, God.
There's the way Whip will probably come.
From the west down there to Arroyo, huh?
Yes, it gives him the cover he'll want.
I guess there isn't anything more we can do until he strikes.
Don't get impatient, Phil. We haven't long to wait.
How will Mace find us?
I told him about this grove. He'll join us here before we're ready to leave. There's just one thing I want to be certain about.
Yes?
That envelope. The brown envelope.
There is one like it, stranger. With my father's papers, where he keeps his money.
Does it contain anything of value? Anything that shouldn't be destroyed?
Not a thing. Just some old letters.
Good.
If Whip knew...
But he doesn't. I'm certain Whip is the murderer of Mace's brother. What Whip doesn't know is the thing that'll trap him.
Later that evening, Sally and her father were sitting in the living room of their home. Neither had spoken for some time, but... finally.
Father?
Well?
You're thinking about Phil.
No such thing.
You are, Father. Oh, please, don't be too angry with him. He hasn't meant any harm. He isn't bad. You just don't understand each other.
He's disgraced me.
Because he helped Mace escape? Oh, that's ridiculous. I've told you Mace isn't really an outlaw.
Don't mention that polecat's name in his house again.
But
I won't have it.
All right, Father.
You hoping to get hitched to a crook. Your ma was alive to know about it.
She'd probably understand.
She'd have
said... Now you're losing your temper again, Father. You promised we wouldn't discuss this.
It wasn't me brought it up.
Well, we'll forget it. Father.
Now what?
Well, I thought I heard... No, probably nothing.
Thought you heard what?
Just for a moment there, I thought I heard horses.
Well, how could you? I give the boys a night off to go to town.
I imagined it, I guess.
You better go to bed, honey.
What was that?
Huh?
Just stay right where you are.
Whip, you.
Keep them covered, boys.
Good time.
Sure. You've been looking for me long enough, Sheriff. You ought to show signs of being more glad to see me.
What are you doing here?
What do you suppose? There it is, fellas. The desk in the corner there. If it's locked, break it open.
Oh, you...
Easy, Charlie. Don't you rile this skunk. Whip, you know I'll get you for this, don't you?
Yeah? You've been after me for other things. I figure you're going to be luckier this time, huh? Or ain't you been really trying up to now?
Whip, I'm making you a promise. This time I'll get you if I have to resign office and let everything else go.
And it ain't just for what you're doing now.
No? What else you got against me?
You've been roaming around this part of the country for a long time.
Got up, boss.
Get the cash.
Right.
And there's an envelope there, a brown one. Don't open it, just bring it here.
There's some.
Bring it here.
What in blazes do you want with it?
Thought I didn't know about it, didn't you? Thanks, Jed. Now give me a match.
Sure. Here you are.
Are you loco?
Not so loco that I'm leaving this evidence behind for you to use against me someday.
What are you going
to... Don't miss you the chill, Fred.
There's Max.
Where'd he come from?
I thought I told you to stay in camp.
You figured that envelope to tell who killed my brother. You was getting ready to burn it, and you just said you wasn't going to let it be used again you. Again you. That's the same as confessing.
And I'll finish you like I finished him.
Don't miss
you. I'll blast you. Oh, my hand smashed.
It isn't. Reach for that other gun at your side, and it will be. Tonto, Phil, cover them.
Reach, all of you.
Son.
It's all right, Dad. You wanted a deputy? You've got one.
You mean
thanks to the masked man, I've found the thing I'm going to take pleasure doing. Ridding the country of rats like these.
What? Back up there, you polecats. Don't make no false moves. That goes for you, too, Whip. I ought to finish you off myself, but I'm going to let the law do it for me.
Turning on your pards, Mace?
Me? You call them my pards? I run with them to find Fred's killer. I found him, and I hope the whole mess of them hang. They got it coming to them. If I have to go to jail for joining them, then fair enough. It's worth it. Seeing Whip get his.
But I doubt that you'll have to, Mace. I think the sheriff's going to understand the part you played.
Mace is telling the truth, Father. You must believe him.
Who's that mask trailer?
The Lone Ranger.
What?
He is.
Sheriff.
Mace, you keep still. Whoever that masked gent is, he brought me back my son and helped round up the varmints I'd have given an arm to catch.
But
and he seems to figure you're all right. So maybe you was an outlaw, Mace. But if so, I've plumb forgot it.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.